Google goes all in, 85B Capital raise signals, AI infrastructure, arms race. Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 4th, and today's AI landscape tells one clear story. The infrastructure war is heating up, and Google is betting the farm. Let's start with the headline. Alphabet just closed an $85 billion capital raise specifically for its AI business. That's not a typo. $85 billion. This is the largest single capital raise ever dedicated to artificial intelligence infrastructure, and it's happening right as we're seeing the enterprise AI market shift from experimentation to production deployment at scale. Why does this matter? Because it signals that Google sees the window of opportunity closing. They're not just competing with OpenAI and Anthropic anymore. They're racing to build out the physical infrastructure that will power the next generation of AI applications before someone else locks up capacity. Speaking of infrastructure, Google Cloud just announced Agent Executor, a new distributed agent runtime system designed to run AI agents at enterprise scale. Think of it as Kubernetes for AI agents. The timing here is deliberate. As companies move from single-model chatbots to complex multi-agent workflows, they need orchestration layers that can handle the complexity. Google is positioning itself as the operating system for that future, and they're already locking in customers. Lovable, the AI-powered app builder that's been making waves in developer circles, just signed a multi-year deal with Google Cloud to expand their usage by 5 times. Sources say the deal includes guaranteed capacity and preferential pricing. That's the playbook. Secure the high-growth AI-native companies early, lock them into your infrastructure, and grow with them as they scale. But not everyone is celebrating the AI boom. Today, we're seeing the first real regulatory pushback on AI search. New regulations will now allow publishers to opt out of AI-generated search results entirely. This is huge. For the past year, publishers have watched as AI summaries pull their content without sending traffic back. Now they have an escape hatch. The question is whether opting out means disappearing from the internet entirely, or if it's actually a viable strategy. On the consumer side, Google rolled out Dream Beans, their latest AI experiment that turns your photos into cartoon-style animations. Yes, the name is weird. Yes, it's another consumer AI toy. But here's what matters. Google is still spending resources on consumer-facing AI experiments, even as they pour billions into enterprise infrastructure. That tells you they're not willing to cede any territory, even the low-margin consumer stuff. Meanwhile, Meta just made WhatsApp Business AI available globally. This is their play to own business communication in emerging markets, where WhatsApp is already the de facto business platform. Small businesses can now use AI to handle customer inquiries, take orders, and manage conversations at scale. Meta's bet is that if they can make AI accessible to small businesses in India, Brazil, and Indonesia, they build a moat that's very hard for anyone else to cross. On the infrastructure monitoring side, CoreLogix raised $200 million on the thesis that someone needs to watch the AI agents. As these systems get more autonomous, observability becomes critical. You can't just let AI agents run wild in production without visibility into what they're actually doing. CoreLogix is positioning itself as the data dog for the AI agent era. And finally, AI leaders are calling for tougher protections against AI-aided bioweapons development. This is the ongoing debate about frontier AI safety. The question is no longer whether AI can accelerate biological research. It's what guardrails need to exist to prevent misuse. So what does all of this tell us about where the market is heading? First, the infrastructure layer is consolidating faster than most people expected. Google's $85 billion raise isn't just about catching up. It's about creating enough capacity to be the default choice for enterprise AI. If you're a startup, you need to think carefully about which cloud platform you're building on, because switching costs are about to get very real. Second, the AI agent paradigm is becoming real. Google's Agent Executor, CoreLogix's monitoring platform, even WhatsApp's business AI. These are all built around the idea that AI systems will have agency and autonomy. That shift from answer questions to take actions is happening right now. Third, Regulation is starting to bite. The publisher opt-out rules are just the beginning. Expect more friction around data rights, content attribution, and model transparency over the next 12 months. Now, here's one business idea that jumps out from today's news: AI infrastructure capacity brokerage. Here's the play. Google, AWS, and Azure are all building out massive AI compute capacity. Startups need guaranteed access, but they can't always get direct deals. You become the middleman who aggregates demand from smaller AI companies, negotiates bulk capacity deals with cloud providers, and resells at a markup with better terms. Think of it as the Flexport of AI compute. You're brokering access to scarce infrastructure and smoothing out the supply-demand mismatch. It's timely because we're entering the window where startups desperately need compute but can't always secure it directly. And it's defensible because you build relationships on both sides and create a marketplace that gets more valuable as it grows. That's your AI Morning Briefing for Wednesday, June 4th, 2026. Stay curious, stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.